Hello, this is Dave Keir, and this is the first of what I hope will be more of a regular rather than an occasional podcast. I have one experience of podcasting already, dear listener. I had signed up to an online musical distributor which, as part of their service, distributed or syndicated any podcast you would make. All I had to do was record my podcast in my humble studio and upload it to their server. They would take care of the rest. And to be fair to them, they were as good as their word, and I found I had a few subscribers around the world to my podcast. But before this, as I said, I had to record it. As per the distributor's written guidelines, I mixed up a couple of songs with some chat, welcoming listeners to my podcast and inviting them to visit my website. A sort of a mix between a DJ and an advertiser. Not too unlike the podcast you're listening to right now, as a matter of fact. Now, it all sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't it? I even wrote down what I was going to say, a script if you will, and the songs were ripped straight from my CD, well, nothing could be easier. In reality, the whole deal took me hours to complete, the main difficulty being that I kept collapsing in fits of giggles at the utter tosh I was reading out to the microphone. I couldn't stop, and I was all but rolling about the floor of the studio with the ludicrousness of it all. Anyway, I eventually made it through to the end, gave it a quick listen, had another laugh, converted it to MP3, and uploaded it to the distributor's server, who sent it out to all and sundry. I got about a couple of dozen subscribers, according to the reports. I was reaching people, and that was what it was all about at the end of the day. So I really should have updated it with another episode, but I couldn't bring myself to stand in front of the mic and utter such gibberish again, so I let it lapse. Nevertheless, I've lately reconsidered my position in all this and have come to the conclusion that podcasting remains a good way to communicate to people who are interested in what I do. I hope you think so too. Here is a song called Red John from my 2006 CD, which may help you decide.
Coffee or a pot of tea. I won't lay a finger on you, no, I won't. I'll even take a shower before I don't. My name is Red John in the English tongue, but it was the Algeric when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come? John in the English tongue, but it was the Algeric when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come? Oh, please come home with me. There's a late movie on TV. I won't try anything on, especially when your last bus is gone. My name is Red John in the English tongue, but it was the Algeric when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come? John in the English tongue, but it was the Algeric when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come? man of integrity. So if I get fresh or out of place, in the morning you could slap my face. My name is Red John in the English tongue, but it was the old jerk when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come? John in the English tongue, but it was the old Jerry when I was young. Can you tell from whence I come?
About me, I've been playing guitar since about the age of 8 and made up my own tunes from the very start. I really was too young to learn anything proper like a piece of music. I just went on digging the sounds I could discover on my own. Later on I was sent for classical guitar lessons but was only shown real fingerstyle when I moved to London at the age of 17 and started studying the playing of guitarists such as John Renborn and country blues artists through the books of Stephen Grossman and others. Writing songs using the skills that I learned in this way, I slowly built up a career playing the folk clubs in and around the capital. Other strong influences were the songs of Loudon Wainwright III, jazz guitar players including Charlie Christian and Kenny Burrell, and later, late romantic composers such as Gustav Mahler and John Sibelius. That's a strange mix, I know. While I was living and playing in London during the 1970s and early 80s, I made a couple of LPs and toured a lot in the UK and Europe. I withdrew from the professional scene in the early 80s to bring up a family, but the song still kept popping up, and I'd still play occasional gigs around London. Eventually, in 1992, I moved back to Scotland with my family to live near the Deeside town of Bankery, where I set up a recording studio, recording local musicians and getting out to play in the local folk club scene. My first CD, Interim Reports, was released in 2006 and the follow-up, Uneasy Listening, in December last year. Now, please visit me at www.davekier.com. There's a dash between the Dave and the Kier. To find out more, where I'm playing and where you can buy my CDs or download the songs, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for future episodes. To finish this one, here's another song from Interim Reports. It's called The Spaniard. I wrote it for my son, who's not Spanish, more than 20 years ago when I thought I was getting old. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Out to catch the bull by the horns, when he has no fear for the fray. Little boy. There is a carpet of snow on the ground. It's clear and bright and virgin white. Let's go outside and mess around. I'm not ever coming back to this hard place. Won't you leave? Won't you leave with me? It's a dream that we all have to be the hero on the hill. To be a god for some poor sod and have him pick up the bill. But I'm not ever coming back to this hard place. Won't you leave? Won't you? Time is a faithless friend. You know it used to be on my side. Now for every day that slips away, there's a bell tolls somewhere inside. The sky is filled with light. The hills are high.